Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
Well, hello, everybody, and Merry Christmas to you. Hope you've had a great Christmas and still enjoying a little time around your home. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. And even though we're settling back and maybe not doing a lot of projects right now, we still want to get our little weekly dose of home improvement information, and that's what we're here about. And during this hour, we're going to be talking about replacing a window with a door. Joe, that is a project I have done many, many times. Sometimes easy, sometimes there's a little challenge there.
Yeah, especially if you're putting in a wider door than the window is, because you have to put in a new header. But yeah, that's a pretty popular, especially in the back of the house, off a bedroom where maybe they've put a patio, a nice deck or something like that. You want easy access, and it's typically a French door, an outswinging or in-swinging French door. So yeah, it's a pretty popular project, and it's really not that difficult. If you have everything going in your favor, meaning maybe there aren't any wires going through the wall right there where you under the window, which will now be a door. So yeah, it's a pretty popular project.
Well, another thing that can be a little intimidating to people, plumbing. And when you're running some water lines and so forth, if you ever use PVC or CPVC and you can cut it very easily, you can glue it together, that's one way to go. Also, PEX. You hear a lot about PEX and whether you should go with that. That's a little more advanced in terms of putting those couplings together. But I know more and more homeowners are embracing PEX and just buying the few little tools necessary to crimp it all together.
Yeah, because when it first came out, it was a great system. Seemed like a great system, right? Very few joints. But the few joints it did have were pretty complicated to make. If you weren't a professional, didn't have the right tools. And of course, they started leaking. And then what do you do? When you have a leak inside a wall somewhere, you have to track it down. But the newer systems and the new tools they have for putting them together. And in fact, I bet you can probably even rent some of those tools now. Make it a lot easier for pros and the do-it-yourselfers.
Another thing we want to talk about is countertops. We always talk about trends and different trends that people choose to, whether it's light fixture, paint colors, or countertops from 20 years ago. Ouch, there's some ugly, ugly plastic laminate countertops out there. And of course, most people refer to it by the brand name Formica, but plastic laminate and also cultured marble. Millions of homes have cultured marble, but what can you do to make it look a little better? We have a great interview coming up with Peter Deitch of Deitch Coatings to tell you about a brand new weekend project that you can take on for countertops. The before and after pictures I've seen of this countertop system, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, and on their website, they have videos that show this process of how it goes down. It's pretty quick. It's pretty affordable. And the transformation, it seems like it's overnight, without tearing out the counter and making a whole mess of the place. And we get a lot of calls on the radio about cultured marble, typically bath vanity tops, and with staining and yellowing, and we give as much advice as we can for cleaning, but I don't know how effective those always are, the cleaning methods always are, because of the age of the stain or whatever. But here's a way that you can solve that. You don't want to clean it, you don't want to keep staining it, try renewing it with a product that goes right over the top.
Hey Joe, also give us a little tease about the simple solution coming up this hour.
Okay, I came up with a really great way. It's kind of a fun way, too, if you can imagine this, of cleaning a shop vac filter. Everyone has shop vacs, and everybody uses them, and I assume they're cleaning the filter. You certainly should be. And also, if you're doing any wet cleanup, be sure to remove the filter. I don't know if everybody knows you need to do that, but I've got a simple solution. We shot a video that's online right now at todayshomeowner.com/simple-solutions, and it shows you how to clean your filter with an electric drill, with a cordless drill.
I can just imagine right now some of our listeners with that confused look on their face saying, is there a filter in there? It's not working as well as it used to. I just thought it was getting old. Yes, there's a filter in there. Yeah. And when you take it out, if you haven't cleaned it or haven't cleaned it lately, you'll be amazed at how much material is around that. And especially when you're using it inside your home, every time you use it, clean it out, clean out the bucket and everything, it'll introduce a lot less dust into your indoor air quality than it normally does. So that's very, very important.
And also makes your vacuum last longer because it's not under so much pressure. Hey, Danny, I don't think we ever got a chance to talk about your trip to Marianna, your hometown.
Oh, man.
We did that wonderful project building a pocket pocket park for the town.
Yeah, it was great. My hometown of Marianna really got hit hard during Hurricane Michael, and there was a building that right downtown, very focal point of the town, that was destroyed, and it had to be removed. And there's just this big eyesore, this empty place. And so after talking to a few of my buddies down there, the idea came up to create a pocket park. And boy, the momentum started going on it. We got the design. We launched a Facebook page. I mean, it just started going. I ended up with spending about 7 days down there. We're going to turn it into two episodes that'll air February of next year. And over 150 volunteers, not every day, but throughout the week, we had a great workforce that didn't just show up to get their picture taken. Man, they showed up to transform this eyesore into a beautiful place downtown. So I'm real proud of it. And if you could check it out on today's homeowner Facebook page, as well as my personal page, Danny Lipford, on Facebook, you'll see a lot of the videos and a lot of the excitement that went into that. But I appreciate you bringing that up, Joe,
because that was a
special thing. And I look forward to seeing the show and so forth. And Joe, with Christmas being here, it is kind of cool this Christmas week, how it's been and so forth. Have you had a good time? And how's the family?
Yeah, the family's great. Thank you. We're not doing as much traveling as we typically do on the holidays. Same for Thanksgiving, and I suspect New Year's is coming up. We're probably going to be sticking close to home. But both our children are nearby. My daughter lives here in Connecticut. My son lives in New York City. In fact, he just moved into a brand new apartment. So they were able to come home for a few days. So, what's better than family in the holidays, right? I know
you're really
close with your kids and your grandkids. So that's all I really need. I prefer to be home for the holidays anyway.
Well, I hate to even mention this because I know you'll grit your teeth a little bit. We had an awesome boat ride yesterday.
Oh, really?
We went out you don't think about it. up in the Northeast, you wrap that white thing all around your boats and you stick it in the yard somewhere.
Well, I could take my boat out, but I have to exchange my bass boat for one of those icebreaker boats.
Yeah, that's
true. It just chops its way through the ice.
Or skate around on top. But, having the family around, there's one thing about having those grandkids and they get up to a certain age that you can say things to them and say, go over and say this to your mom, or go over there and say this to your dad. I mean, I can entertain myself all day long. It's like my little grandson, Gus. I said, Gus, here's what we want to do. Go over and tell your mom. Make sure you say it loud enough that everybody in the room can hear, and say, Mom, it's tough being this cute. And just look her in the eye and smile. And he says, okay. And he goes over. So that's fun. That's a good, easy fun right there. Hey, another thing, Joe, you shared with me this survey, which I thought was very interesting. A lot of people are talking about how things have changed so much during the pandemic and things. And one of the statistics I saw on this, which was amazing, 76% of Americans completed at least one outdoor or indoor home improvement project over the last few months.
Isn't that amazing?
Pretty remarkable, from that standpoint. And a lot of people learning some new skills as well.
Yeah. In fact, the survey, this was a survey done by Stanley Black & Decker and the Craftsman brand, which Stanley Black & Decker now owns, the Craftsman tool brand. And they said 21% of the respondents to the survey, 21% learned to use a drill during this pandemic area, 15% learned to use a sander, and 13% learned to use a table saw.
Wow.
And what I found interesting is that 13%, which I thought was a pretty high number, went out and got a table saw, but 21% learned to use a drill? Where have they been?
Yeah, I know.
They had to wait for a pandemic? That was pretty surprising.
The cordless drills and things like that. Well, maybe they always had someone that took care of that, but I thought that was pretty amazing. And the most popular home improvement projects during 2020, number one, painting an interior room. Number two, overhauling a garden. And number three, not unusual, creating a home office. Joe, we're about to do an episode of the Today's Homeowner television show, and I've never heard this term, and I don't know if it's a common term, but because of the pandemic, so many people, as this indicates, creating offices in their house. Well, we have a family that had a fairly large master bedroom closet, so they're using it as an office and a closet. Therefore, it's called the Cloffice. is the clawfish.
The clawfish. No, that is, I think they may have made that up. That's a new idea. The clawfish.
So, we're doing a show on the clawfish that will
the
have
Santa
a window.
The Santa clawfish. Could be a Santa clawfish.
Santa clawfish.
This time
that's
of year.
A good one, too. But we're going to put a window in it, introduce some, you know, and introduce some natural light in there.
Good.
We're going to reorganize so that they can still use it as a partial closet and then make it more suitable since it looks like his remote work situation is going to be for a while.
Yeah, I think that's true for a lot of people, which is why home offices are probably so popular.
But when you think of this survey and you think of all the new people that are finding out about how cool it is to do some work around your home, all that's going to do is make it bigger and bigger in 20 and 21. Because after the pandemic, which we certainly hope will end very soon, they're not just going to quit and not do that work anymore. We're going to continue improving our homes, and that's what we're all about here at today's Homeowner Radio. We're certainly glad that you tuned in today and spend a little time with us. Like we always say, I guarantee you, we'll share something with you that you'll be able to use around your home right now. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio, and we'll be right back.
At the Home Depot, we improve things. This holiday season, we've improved holiday shopping. We've made it easy to order online, right from our app, right from your couch. We can have it ready and waiting the same day for faster pickup to save time and stress. Or if you can't make it to the store, rest easy. We'll deliver. Holiday shopping, improved. This year, make the most of your holidays with a little help from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy to understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. So glad you're with us and Merry Christmas to you. Hope you're having a great Christmas week. We want to say a special hello to one of our radio stations, WRWH AM 1350 in Cleveland, Georgia.
A special shout out to General Manager Dean Dyer. Thanks, Dean, for putting us on the air there.
You know, we'd love to share with you different ideas for weekend projects, and I've got a great one for you, especially if you're really getting tired of your countertops around the home. Joining me right now is Peter Deitch with Deitch Coatings, a president and founder. Peter, welcome back to the show.
Good day, Danny. How are you doing?
Oh, things are going great. You know, there's been different types of countertop refinishing out there. You know, I don't know, just doesn't ever seem to look as authentic as what you've been able to create with Spreadstone. Tell us a little bit about the countertop kit and especially how easy it is to transform those countertops.
Yes, absolutely. And I think that the secret with our product is that you are not actually applying paint onto your countertop. You're actually applying stone. And that really is the difference. If stone is what you've always wanted as your countertop surface, why paint it when you can literally resurface that surface with the stone in the color that you like? That's really going to set your kitchen or your bathroom off and make it look great.
People might kind of be a little apprehensive or nervous about, you know, will they have the skill level to do this? But I'll tell you, the way you lay this out and the support that you have with videos and the step-by-step, it's hard to go wrong on that.
It truly is. And, you know, we really engineered it into the design of the product. We knew that if this was something that people had to really struggle with to get the right look, if they had to be very creative and very artistic, then it would just be much harder of a process. So what we've done is we've made it where you can actually resurface your surface, even a tabletop, but you would be using a roller. You would be using paint-like methods to apply a brand new surface onto your countertop. And basically, it's a really quick three-step process. So all you would do is you would roll on a primer, Mm-hmm. And then maybe 30 minutes later, you're ready to roll on two coats of the actual stone coating that creates the look of your counter and gives it the durability.
Mm-hmm.
And that dries very quickly, relatively in, let's say, 3 to 4 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, either then or the following day, the cool thing with this is that you actually get to polish down the surface to the kind of smoothness that you like. Mm-hmm. Some customers like a little bit of texture. Others want it super smooth. But the beauty is you can do it, and you can do it with zero experience, zero talent, which is great for someone like me because some of the countertops that I've done.
Hey, you know what I was thinking about? Me and you are somewhat romantic fools. You know, we like the romantic thing. So how much more romantic is it than if your wife goes off shopping and you completely transform that countertop before she ever even gets back later in the day? Now, that is a great present and a great thing to a good check mark to have by your name, don't you think?
I just wrote that down, Danny. That's in my list. I'm going to be doing that.
Well, it's certainly good. Now, the other thing about this, when you think about transforming your countertop like this, and by the way, you can use this on cultured marble. Peter, we get so many people that say, I used to like my cultured marble, but it's got a little stained. It just doesn't have the luster that it had before. I think that is something that a lot of homeowners just don't realize, that that's another surface in your home that you can completely transform with using the Spreadstone countertop kit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the word countertop isn't necessarily, you know, the only thing that this involves. I mean, you can do bar tops, coffee tables, kitchen tables, any kind of furniture, you know, but the main thing is that you're applying real stone onto a surface and you're getting something that will stand up to a lot of punishment. You can put hot pots down on this. It is extremely stain resistant. It's a very tough surface that will last you for years. And maybe down the road, the only thing that you might need to do in terms of waking it up again, if you feel you need to in 10 years' time, you just put on a brand new coat of the clear. But other mm-hmm. than that, you've got a surface that will stand up to whatever your home will throw at it. And this will not only bond to cultured marble, but it works great on wood, MDF. You can say plywood, particle board. You can put it on tile. You can put it up drywall. It will bond to just about anything, but it will bond beautifully to laminate, and you will get an immediate weekend change to your entire decor in your kitchen or your bathroom or anywhere else where you have furniture that you want to update.
Hey, we're talking with Peter Deitch, who's the president and founder of Deitch Coatings, and talking about Spreadstone Countertop Kit. And, you know, something else that you made me think of is how many people are out there upcycling. They're buying, you know, old pieces of furniture and trying to revitalize them a little bit. What, there's another use for it, to be able to maybe take that little table that you found at a bargain and put that nice stone countertop on it while you're refinishing the rest of it. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that would be interested in using it for that very purpose.
Absolutely, Danny. You know, it's not uncommon to have an old kitchen table or, you know, some piece of furniture that, you know, would just immediately look newer, a little more updated, and even more elegant as a result of having a beautiful stone surface on there. So, yep, it's done all the time. And, you know, once you've used it once on the countertop, I think the ideas are going to come to you in terms of where, you know, you can really, you know, have some fun with this elsewhere.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, one of the things that that happens when you have a conversation like this with our listeners, they're leaning in saying, yeah, but how much does this cost? And I think that's a great story in itself, in that the entire kit, everything that you need for this process, is runs under $125, and it'll cover up to 40 square feet, which is, you know, certainly the size of a good-sized kitchen. That's fantastic, Peter.
It is. And, you know, you get all of the decorative and the performance benefits of stone, but you're doing it for, as you say, $125 or less. And, of course, when you compare that to putting in the real thing, where you're looking at several thousand dollars, even if you just want a short-term thing, and you want something beautiful. But frankly, I'm going to tell you now, if you put this on, you're going to like it, and it's not going to be a short-term fix. It's going to be something that you're going to like for a long time. But, you know, you're saving thousands of dollars, you're resurfacing, you're getting a real stone surface, and, you know, in my book, I think that's probably, yes, it's a pretty good deal.
I'm with you 100%, and I'm sure we've intrigued you. So here's how you can find out more and go ahead and order your Spreadstone countertop kit. Go to DeichCoatings.com, and that's D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Right now, you'll see some videos. You'll see how easy it is to apply. And what I really like is you can see those before and after shots because, Peter, as we both know, there's some ugly countertops out there, isn't there?
Oh, one or two.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, Peter, for being with us. I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks so much for sharing this with us. I look forward to having you back real soon.
Hey, take care, Danny. Very nice speaking with you.
That sounds like a really great weekend project, Danny, for people who want to transform an old, ugly countertop. And it sounds like it's as easy as rolling on a coat of paint.
I know it, exactly.
And right, this can be applied to both kitchen counters and bath vanities, right, even if it's cultured marble.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. You know, I've never really heard of a refinishing kit for cultured marble, and right. We get so many calls about that. So very interesting. Again, it's DeichCoatings.com. And real quick, one of the other, we talked a little bit about the Black & Decker Craftsman Survey earlier.
Right. Yep.
And one of the things that I wanted to mention there is of all of these homeowners, 33% of homeowners surveyed turned to social media for home improvement advice, information, and inspiration. And certainly you hear us talking about all of the things that we do on social media, and would certainly encourage you to drop by Facebook or Pinterest or Instagram, and you could certainly send me a tweet at any time at Danny Lipford. You're listening to Today's Homeowner Radio. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. We've got a lot more information coming up, including a really cool simple solution Joe's going to share with you in just a bit. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to Today's Homeowner. If there's a tip or piece of advice you may have missed, find it at todayshomeowner.com/radio. Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on your new stone countertop, garage floor, and more in just a weekend with Deitch.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show, where it's time for our best new product segment brought to you by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. The trend in power tools seems to be more power in a smaller package, and the new Ryobi HP 18-volt brushless cordless compact half-inch drill driver kit is a perfect example. Now, it's a half-inch drill, think about that, but it's only 6.4 inches in length. And this tool is 30% more compact and 20% lighter weight than the previous model. Now that means you can get into a lot tighter spaces with less fatigue. It's also equipped with a brushless mower that delivers up to 400 inch pounds, and that's of torque for maximum power in spite of its small size and longer runtime on every battery. Plus, it's part of the familiar OnePlus system of over 175 cordless tools that all work on the same battery platform. So if you're interested in this Ryobi cordless compact drill driver kit, check it out at homedepot.com. Just they keep raising the bar. And Joe, I know that you've over the years have tested hundreds and hundreds of tools. Are they doing much tool testing these days?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, because they're coming up with more and more tools. And, you know, between the advance of the lithium-ion battery and now the brushless motors. I mean, the brushless motors have basically changed. It doesn't get much. It's not as sexy as the new batteries. So it doesn't get a lot of press. But the brushless motors make those tools so efficient, and they run not creating heat, and heat is always the enemy of a battery.
Uh-huh.
So with that new motor technology, eliminating the brushes, it allows these tools to last longer, perform better. And the cost is really almost insignificant at this point because most manufacturers are making brushless motors. In fact, I wrote an article when brushless motors first came out, and I should send it to you. Maybe we can post it on the website, and this way people can get some more information about it.
That sounds great. And we want to remind you that you can reach out to us anytime. 1-800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. Also, we get a lot of emails. We love to get them. And you can send us one right now, todayshomeowner.com/ask. That's what Jeff did, who is, let's see, not sure where Jeff's from, but it mentions
Virginia, I think.
Well, no, this is a different Jeff. This one is, I have a bedroom with an exterior wall in my garage attic. There's already faced insulation on that exterior wall in the attic, but it was not put on very well because I keep seeing parts of the drywall. I want to add more insulation to help with the cold weather, but I don't want to take the current insulation off. Can I just put more insulation over the face stuff that's already there? If so, should I use faced or unfaced? Well, anytime you're adding insulation to an existing attic, you traditionally always use unfaced because the face on the insulation essentially is a moisture barrier. So Joe, in a situation like that, so let's see, he's talking about the exterior wall of the attic. So there must be a gable or some type of vertical wall there.
Right.
And so you can see part of the drywall. I don't know what, I'm not sure where the drywall would be.
Yeah, I think he's seeing, like, his bedroom has a wall that faces an unheated attic space. So when he's in the attic, he's seeing the insulation and he's seeing the back side of the drywall. Mm-hmm. Now, as long as that insulation is installed properly and the paper facing or foil facing is facing the bedroom, then I think he can cover it with unfaced. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm questioning here. Because just as a, you know, as a steadfast rule, when you think about the overall, you know, the way insulation is installed, your paper face, your facing of that always is toward the heated and cooled area. So in a situation like this where you have an attic and you're trying to insulate it, you know, checking that insulation, that face of that paper should be tight against that drywall, you know, in the same manner that it would be in an attic. But boy, does that ever get mixed up all of the time because of that very thing that people think, okay, well, I got to turn the paper out so that I can staple it to the studs, but not the case at all.
Right. And the other thing Jeff can do, and I might actually do this if this was my situation, is rather than trying to add more insulation, because I assume the insulation that's there is filling up that stud bay, you know, with whether it's 2x4 or 2x6, it's probably got the proper amount of insulation. I would go over it with foam board, you know, polystyrene foam board, just screw it or staple or nail it in place right over it. Since this is the attic area, you know, not going to matter what it looks like. And that will help stop the wind and add a little more insulation. And you can get it from 1/2 inch up to 1.5 inches thick, foil faced or not. So that's probably what I would do, is go over with polystyrene rigid foam board.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. And, you know, we got a message on Facebook the other day that I wanted to mention too, is can I insulate my garage doors? And we've mentioned it a number of times that you know, I'll tell you, taking that foam, and you can get it in white, you can get it in blue, you can get it in a lot of different colors. I use white because, you know, the inside of that is white. And so what I did there is I just cut the sections of the garage, you know, for the garage door, use some drywall, just a construction adhesive to glue it. And I cut it pretty tight in those different sections. And man, did it ever work out great. I mean, to just create that. Now, we did it not only for the insulating part of it, but for the acoustics, because this was part of our studio that we have. And boy, did it ever work out well. And that's the garage door goes up and down, and you never have any problem. None of it's fallen off yet.
Oh, good. And you can buy kits. They have pre-cut kits, too, that for standard garage doors. If you go to Home Depot and look over in the insulation department, you'll probably find they have these panels. You just glue them up.
Yeah, that's an easy way of doing that. And even though you know, when you have, like my garage is on the north side of my house, so naturally you're going to get that cold north wind blowing on that. So that's just one way to insulate you from the cold air. And as much as you can do right now before it gets bitter, bitter cold, to, you know, wrap up the envelope of your home is really going to make a big difference. We've recommended over the years a lot of things about caulking and sealing and checking those thresholds and using expandable foam wherever necessary, maybe where that air conditioner condenser line comes out of the house. I'm telling you, it will save you money. money every day of the year if you do that. And we mentioned insulation earlier, adding that unfaced insulation to your existing insulation to get you up to at least 14 to 15 inches is some of the best money you'll spend on your house. It'll make your house more comfortable. It'll save you money along the way, and certainly it'll save our resources, which is something we always need to be aware of. Hey, coming up, we're going to be talking a lot of other things, including how you convert a window to a door. Maybe you have that outdoor patio you want better access to. Sometimes it's easy. Sometimes there's a few things you really got to hone in on and watch very, very carefully. We'll be able to share with you all of these things coming up here on today's Homeowner Radio. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Call today's Homeowner Radio anytime, 800-946-4420. Danny and Joe will be right back.
Are you hooked on home improvement? Take our easy-to-understand and practical advice with you wherever you go by downloading our Today's Homeowner podcast. With a fresh new episode every week, you'll always have the latest tips and answers to your home improvement questions. Subscribe today through your favorite podcast app or visit todayshomeowner.com/podcast to learn a lot more.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Ace, Walmart, and Lowe's Home Improvement stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. Update old dull tiles in kitchen backsplashes or bathroom showers with the Spread Stone Wall Tile Kit from Deitch Coatings. Easily roll on a premium stone or porcelain finish that's waterproof and durable. Plus, it resists mold, mildew, and cleaning chemicals. The kit has everything you need, and right now, it's under $100 with free shipping. Go to DeitchCoatings.com to order your Spread Stone Wall Tile Kit today. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com. When you're working with wood, it's important to have the right tool for the job. Whether you need hand tools, power tools, finishing supplies, or just some good advice, the place to go is woodcraft.com. If you prefer hands-on help, stop by one of the 75 Woodcraft retail stores where you'll find classes taught by woodworking experts plus all the latest woodworking tools and supplies. Woodcraft for all your woodworking needs. Visit them in person or at woodcraft.com or call 1-800-535-4486. Say no to cold, drafty windows this winter with a Duck Brand Max Strength Rolled Window Insulation Kit. The kit helps block drafts with puncture-resistant rolled film that's 2 times thicker than standard window kits, so it's great for high traffic or pet-friendly homes. The easy-to-use roll of film means there's no measuring needed. Once it's in place, just cut it to size. And the crystal-clear film means you don't have to sacrifice your view for comfort. Say no to the cold and visit duckbrand.com to find a retailer near you.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Duck Brand Weatherization Products.
And welcome back to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show. I'm Danny Lipford along with my buddy Joe Truini. Hope you're having a great Christmas week and things are going well and relaxing a little bit and getting ready for a brand new year that's right around the corner. Right now we want to go to Angela, who is joining us right now, talking about changing a window to a door. Angela, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Tell us all about this. What kind of ideas you had? What's motivating this project?
Well, it's a game room. Well, a bedroom we converted to a game room 10 years ago, and it needs a lot of updating. So started that. But there's a window there, one window in the room, and it looks out onto this back patio that we have that we honestly do not use a lot, but it's a really pretty space out there. And I feel like if we were able to put a door from the game room out there, I feel like we would use that a lot, and I think it would complement, you know, the game room area. But, and the best that we can measure is there's only about a half inch, it's only about a half inch lower than the inside floor of the game room. And so that is our concern. Like, what kind of clearance would you need to be able to put a door?
Okay, so the half inch you're speaking of is at the bottom where the floor inside meets the surface outside?
Yes.
Okay, and so the surface outside is a half inch lower or higher?
Lower.
Okay, well you're good there. That's not a problem at all. The main measurement there to see how hard it'll be is from your inside floor up to the top of the window.
Oh, okay.
A lot of times that will be a little lower, but then again, once you remove the drywall or remove whatever's there, a lot of times that header or that framing member that runs horizontally over the window will be just where you need it, which is around 82 inches.
Okay.
You know, a little bit of leeway there because you have a little bit of spacing that you generally have so that you can, you know, make sure the door is nice and square. But the other thing would be the width of that, because if the width of that window, if you can get a door unit, which comes with the threshold and all of the weather stripping and the side pieces and such, then that's going to make it very easy for you to remove that lower part of the window, remove it, and then install that door from the outside. But Joe, you and I have done this many, many times, and
sure,
sometimes you need an electrician, right?
Yeah. I guess the best way to put it, Angela, is it's better that your patio is a little lower than a little higher. If it was higher than the interior floor, then it would be more of an issue. But yeah, right now, if you look at it, do you know if there's an outlet, an electrical outlet out to the left and to the right of this window? Chances are there's a cable running under that window. And of course, that would have to be rerouted for the door. So you'll have to have that checked.
Right. Yeah, we have not torn that out yet to see, but yeah.
Okay, well, when you cut out the drywall, just be careful. You know, you want to cut any deeper than half inch just in case, you know, you don't know what's in there until you remove the drywall.
Right.
But yeah, I agree with Danny. As long as the header is up high enough and the window is as wide as the door is going to be, you know, if the door is going to be wider, then it's a slightly more complicated process because, of course, you have to widen the framing to accept the wider door, and that means replacing the header, which is that beam, the horizontal beam that goes over the top of every window and door.
Okay.
But as long as the header's up high enough and the door will fit within the existing rough opening where the window is,
okay.
Yeah, that's a really pretty easy in one day. You know, an experienced carpenter could probably take out that window and put in the door.
That sounds great.
You sound greatly relieved.
I am.
Good.
I mean, I just think it'll help that, you know, so much, help the flow and everything. But I just was a little afraid. I do not want water coming in is the main thing. I just want it to have enough clearance.
Of course. Yeah. Okay. Now, it says here you're from Michigan. You're not from Michigan, though, originally, it doesn't sound like.
Oh, no, Mississippi.
Mississippi. I had a feeling Michigan didn't sound right.
There, I was wondering that. But you do want to make sure when you install that door, though, to you know, your concerns about water are genuine. So you really want to make sure that you dry fit that door unit in there and make sure you're comfortable with it. Then apply a really good quality caulk all the way around, particularly on the floor,
okay,
so that you can set that in, that wet caulking, to prevent any of that water from being able to get in there when you have those blowing rains.
Okay.
Okay, well, Angela, thanks so much for being with us, and certainly hope you have a great Christmas.
Okay, you too. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. You know, that's one of those common projects that it is certainly worthwhile to take a close look at it. Doesn't hurt to, you know, do some real close measurements, write those measurements down, draw a little picture, head to the home center, and then just measure the door units. They've got door units sitting right there with half glass, full glass, no glass. And then you can get be even more comfortable when you're buying the unit, get it home, and start cutting away at it. But like Joe said, there might be a wire lurking in that wall, so you want to be careful when you're cutting that. I'm sure if Joe was to admit it, he's cut a wire or two in his day.
I have, but I've always turned the power off first, so. And never in my house. It's always been someone else's house.
Yeah. That's never any fun when you open that wall up and you see, oh, well, now I've got some electrical repair to do. Hey, you're listening to today's Homeowner Radio, and we've got a simple solution coming up in just a few minutes, and a lot of emails, a lot of tidbits of information that I know you can use around your house. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Call today's Homeowner Radio anytime. 800-946-4420. 800-946-4420.
This year, the Home Depot is improving how we do the holidays, starting with our Holiday Gift Center. Find great gifts for any doer and the best prices of the year just for you. Like the top-rated Ryobi One Plus Drill Kit and the DeWalt Atomic Drill Kit. Get easy in-store pickup or even easier home delivery. The Holiday Gift Center, in-store and online, and Black Friday prices are still here. Gift giving improved from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only, WASPI's last, see store for details.
So you like improving your home? Me too. Join me, Chelsea, at checkinwithchelsea.com for even more home improvement tips, tricks, and inspiration. I love improving my home and sharing the ups and downs with you so we can all learn together. Every month, I post a new project or how-to video with lots of other DIY posts in between. If I can do it, I know you can too. So drop by checkinwithchelsea.com or follow me on Instagram at checkinginwithchelsea.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Bonding heavy materials to vertical surfaces requires an adhesive with grabbing power you can trust. TightBond's Ultimate Tight Grab Adhesive is an advanced formula with twice the initial vertical bond strength of most other similar adhesives. Just press the work into place and go. Tight Grab, the game-changing adhesive that lets you bond heavy materials to vertical surfaces with confidence. Available at select Lowe's locations, visit tightbond.com for details.
Welcome back to today's Homeowner Radio. Here are Danny and Joe.
Hey, so glad to be with you, especially during this part of the show. I love it when I can toss it over to Joe for a brand new simple solution. Joe, tell us about it.
All right, Danny, who doesn't love their shop vacuum? But in order for the vacuum to operate at peak efficiency, it's really important that you clean the filter. That's right, there's a filter in there, and you need to clean it on a regular basis. You may not have to clean it after every single use, if you're just doing some small cleanups, but you should always clean it. But how do you do that quickly and efficiently? Because it can be, once they get filled with dust, sometimes they're a little more difficult to clean than other times. So here's one way. Take a 6-inch long machine bolt, 2 washers, and a nut, and put it through the center hole on the filter. Then you feed it through from the underside and put on the washer and nut on the top, and you tighten it up. So basically you have the filter with this long bolt sticking out through the top of it. And once you've done that, you just tighten up by hand, then use a wrench on one side and a nut driver on the other and get it nice and tight so it won't slip. Now all you have to do is just chuck the bolt, the machine screw, into your drill, do this outside, by the way. I should mention that, because you're going to see dust fly. It's going to be like a crop duster. So be sure to do not do this inside, even in a garage. So you can do it outside. I usually just go over near the woods on the edge of our property, and you just run that drill at high speed, and the dust will just fly out of that. And then I usually stop it and run it in reverse, and you'll see, and it's usually a pleated filter, and you might not know it's pleated because it's usually filled with dust and dirt, but it'll come out almost brand new. It'll look almost brand new. So, and if you do that on a regular basis, you know, it gets easier and easier to keep that filter clean.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And I always think about it too, Joe, like a lawnmower blade, keep an extra one. You know, they're not that expensive.
Oh, the filters,
you can have
one
nice and clean all the time, and they do wear out after a while. And something that you've mentioned a number of times that is important is when you're using your wet dry shop vac for the wet operation, remove the filter, because it will kill that filter in a hurry.
Yeah, because it's not supposed to be on when you're trying to suck up wet messes, because it'll ruin that filter. And I replaced the standard filter in my old Craftsman shop vac with one that's an HEPA filter. It's like upgraded. It's got
good.
A steel frame. It lasts almost forever. And it costs, you know, instead of spending $5, it cost me $25. But
right,
I've had it for 15 years already.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way to go. Hey, before we leave on this hour, we want to share with you. Now, we know our listeners love great solutions for organization and storage, and there's no better way to corral the clutter than with beautiful cabinetry. We put together a fantastic resource on todayshomeowner.com to help you navigate through everything you need to know about cabinets, from selection and finishes to installation, and also all kinds of storage accessories that are available. So you can find these informational videos, also the articles, and a whole lot more by heading over to todayshomeowner.com/allaboutcabinets. It'll answer a lot of the questions you may have about cabinetry going into your home. And this is brought to you by our friends at Cabinets To Go. Well, you can see how fast an hour goes. We've certainly been able to pack in a lot of information. Want to remind you, 1-800-946-4420 is the Today's Homeowner hotline. And we also encourage you to send us any emails at any time. And you can do that at todayshomeowner.com/ask. And don't forget about our podcast. A lot of people, thousands, are joining us each week for the Today's Homeowner podcast. You can find out more about it, or you can download it wherever you download your podcast by going to todayshomeowner.com/podcast. That will take care of our first hour, and I hope you'll be able to join us for our second hour. If not, head over to todayshomeowner.com so that you don't miss a thing. I'm Danny Lippert, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420, or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.